With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. military says its forces opened fire on Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea, killing several of them in an escalation of the maritime conflict linked to the war in Gaza. Julie Walker has more.
U.S. Central Command says the crew of the USS Gravely Destroyer first shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired at the Singapore-flagged Maersk Hangzhou late Saturday. The U.S. Navy says four small boats attacked the same cargo ship with small arms fire early Sunday, and rebels tried to board the vessel. Central Command says the attackers fired on helicopters from the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, and the helicopters fired back, sinking three of the four boats. No damage to U.S. personnel or equipment was reported. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNews.com, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and produce more nuclear fissile materials, suggesting that North Korea will continue a run of weapons testing. New laws taking effect.
The new year rings in. Some new driving laws in Illinois, where decorations and air fresheners are no longer banned from the windshield area. But drivers will be stopped if they are spotted taking part in a video conference or scanning their phones while driving. New limits on guns are taking effect in Colorado, Minnesota, and Illinois, where a ban on high-powered semi-automatic rifles will take effect. A number of states have new laws cutting taxes or raising the minimum wage for workers. Now hitting $16 an hour in New York City, California, and Washington State. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. America rose up against woke capitalism in 2023. SRN's Michael Harrington looks back.
It all started with Bud Light. When the brand decided to partner with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a lot of people said, enough. A grassroots boycott of the beer quickly gained momentum, tanking Anheuser-Busch's profits, ending Bud Light's reign as America's most popular beer, and costing three corporate executives their jobs. Target, Nike, Maybelline, and other firms that have embraced transgenderism paid the price in 2023. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's Sotiri government says it will fulfill a commitment to legalize same-sex marriage, ignoring political dissent and staunch opposition from the country's influential Orthodox Church. A government spokesman says that legislation will be brought to Parliament during the House's current term, which ends in 2027. This is SRN News. China will soon ease visa restrictions for people visiting from the United States.
Starting January 1st, American tourists can visit the country without submitting round-trip air tickets, proof of hotel reservations, itineraries, or invitations to China. The move is the latest effort by China to attract foreign travelers since reopening its borders earlier this year. Last month, the country announced it would allow visa-free entry for citizens of five European countries and Malaysia for up to 15 days. Rich Thomason reporting.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has taken a helicopter flight to check the flooded regions in the northwest of that country. Rivers have swelled and overflowed homes, roads, and fields after weeks of heavy rain. In recent days, hundreds of people have been evacuated from affected areas in northern and eastern Germany. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.